KJAN Sports.
Time for sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, the Hawkeye 10 Conference announced its boys all-conference basketball selections for the season just finished yesterday. First-team selections included a pair of unanimous picks. Dalton Franken, a junior from Atlantic, was a unanimous first-team pick, along with Josiah Shepard, a senior from Lewis Central. Also on the first team, Sam Markham, the junior guard from Atlantic. Other first-teamers include Zach Osborne of Harlan, Tyler Stevie of Clarinda, Derek Hall of Denison, David Hicks of Kemper Catholic, and Colby Taylor from Creston. Second team selections headed up by Atlantic junior point guard Chad Christensen. Joining Chad on the second team, Alex Reed of Lewis Central, Trey Landsman of Harlan, Carter Daniel of Kemper Catholic, Grant May of Glenwood, Austin Eller of Denison, Jared Stansberry of Clarinda, and Luke Neitzel of Creston. Also honorable mention picks included Harrison Hoig of Atlantic, Seth Landsman and Jared Jewell of Harlan, Brandon Sweet of Clarinda, Matt Anderson of Lewis Central, Brian Dentlinger of Kemper Catholic, Trey Thompson of Creston, Grant Stivers of Glenwood. From Red Oak, Tanner Johnson and Pete Walker, and from Shenandoah, Drew Bayless and Drew Nielsen were both honorable mention picks. Iowa State has earned its sixth consecutive NCAA tournament bid as they'll host the Horizon League champion Wisconsin Green Bay squad Saturday in the women's NCAA. The Iowa Hawkeyes also earned an at-large bid to the tournament. The eighth-seeded Hawkeyes will play number 9 California on Sunday in South Bend, Indiana. The winner between the Hawkeyes and the Bears will likely face the top-seeded Fighting Irish on Tuesday. The Cyclones are the 10th seed in the Kingston, Rhode Island region. If the Cyclones would beat Green Bay, they'd face either second-seeded Kentucky or McNeese State in the second round of the tourney. Wisconsin Green Bay's one-loss season didn't lead to the higher NCAA tournament seed that the Phoenix were hoping for. Green Bay is a 7 seed in the Kingston, Rhode Island region of the women's tournament as they face 10th-seeded Iowa State Saturday, and they'll be traveling to Ames for the game, essentially a home game for the Cyclones. After Green Bay won the Horizon League tournament championship on Sunday, Coach Matt Boland said he was hoping for a 5 seed or better. Green Bay was number 10 in the final Associated Press poll that was released yesterday. Iowa State was 18-12 this year, but only two of its losses came at home. The Phoenix are 30-1 on the season. The Creighton women's basketball team will play St. John's on Sunday in the first round of the NCAA tournament in Norman, Oklahoma. The Blue Jays earned the number 14 seed in the Fresno Regional. St. John's is the 3 seed. Creighton earned its fourth NCAA tournament bid in school history with a win over Drake in the Missouri Valley Conference tournament final on Sunday. It'll be Creighton's first NCAA tournament appearance since 2002. St. John's is 22-9 playing in the Big East. Creighton won the only previous meeting between the two teams back in November of 1997. Well, Baylor has received the top overall seed for the NCAA women's basketball tourney, which gets underway this weekend. The Lady Bears head the Des Moines region as they try to become the 7th team to post a perfect season and the first ever to win 40 games. Connecticut, Notre Dame, and Stanford have been given the other number 1 seeds. UConn will play out of the Kingston, Rhode Island region. Notre Dame heads up the Raleigh region, and Stanford tops the Fresno region. Kentucky, Maryland, Tennessee, and Duke were given number 2 seeds in the poll in the tournament. A Baylor's perch at the top of the AP Women's College Basketball poll is unquestioned. The 34-0 Lady Bears are the unanimous number 1 choice for a 15th straight week, highlighting the final poll. Baylor was the number 1 team in the poll all season long, and they'll enter the NCAA tournament as the top seed. Stanford, Connecticut, Notre Dame, and Maryland follow the Lady Bears. Duke, Delaware, Miami, Tennessee, and Wisconsin Green Bay round out the first 10. Princeton becomes the first Ivy League team to join the rankings as they enter at number 24 this week. The final Associated Press men's basketball poll has Kentucky and Syracuse ranked 1 and 2 for the 7th straight week. After those schools grabbed number 1 seeds in the NCAA tournament, Missouri climbed to 3rd after its victory over in the Big 12 tournament game. The Tigers were the only team among the top seven in last week's poll to win its tournament. North Carolina's ranked fourth, followed by Michigan State, Kansas, Ohio State, Duke, Baylor, and Florida State. The Tar Heels and the Spartans claim number one seeds in the NCAA tourney. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes are playing in the NIT, and they have a home game in the opening round coming up tonight as the Hawks will take on Dayton at Carver Hawkeye Arena. The Flyers are the higher seed, but because Dayton is hosting an NCAA tournament opener tonight, Iowa gets to serve as the host. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says he felt good about their chances to get into the tournament after they finished the regular season with a record of 17-16. It means Iowa senior guard Matt Gatens gets a chance to extend his Hawkeye career and finally will get to play in a postseason game. Gatens says the Hawkeyes are thrilled with the opportunity to extend their season. Out of the Atlantic 10 Conference, Dayton is 20-12 on the year. Now you can hear that Iowa-Dayton game live tonight from Carver Hawkeye Arena. Tip time set for 6:30. We're on the air at 5:30 this evening with the pregame portion. UNI is also in the NIT for the first time. The Panthers will visit St. Joseph's tomorrow night. The Panthers finished their regular season with a 19-13 record. In the NBA last night, Milwaukee beat New Jersey 105-99, Charlotte over New Orleans 73-71, Chicago beat New York 104-99, San Antonio over Washington 112-97, Utah beat Detroit 105-90, Minnesota outscored Phoenix 127-124, and it was Boston over the LA Clippers 94-85. In the National Hockey League, it was Buffalo in overtime 3-2 over Montreal. Colorado also grabbed a 3-2 overtime win over Anaheim. San Jose a 3-2 winner over Edmonton, and Nashville needed double overtime to beat Phoenix by a final of 5-4. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
In football news, the Kansas City Chiefs have re-signed defensive lineman Amon Gordon, a 30-year-old veteran who played in all 16 games last season. Terms were not released. Gordon is a 6'2", 305-pounder who joined Kansas City in 2011 after previous stints with Tennessee, Seattle, Baltimore, Denver, and Cleveland. His 57 career tackles include 20 last season, 12 of them solo for the Chiefs. The Tennessee Titans are wondering if Peyton Manning would like to stay in the AFC South. A person familiar with the situation says the Titans will be visiting with the four-time NFL Most Valuable Player in his search for a new team. Titans owner Bud Adams made it known Sunday that he'll do whatever it takes to sign Manning to get back to the playoffs and win his team's first Super Bowl. Adams told the Tennessean that he had talked to Manning's agent, Tom Condon, asking for a visit with the former Indianapolis Colt. ESPN.com first reported that Titans coach Mike Munchak will meet with Manning after a session with Miami coach Joe Philbin. Manning played at the University of Tennessee before he was taken first overall by the Colts in the 1998 draft. New Orleans Saints owner Tom Benson and coach Sean Payton have met with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who will decide the team's punishment for its bounty program from 2009 through 11. The Saints said Benson and Payton requested Monday's meeting with Goodell. Former Saints defensive coordinator Greg Williams, who is now with the St. Louis Rams, met last week with NFL investigators looking into the bounty system that he ran in New Orleans. Two people familiar with the decision tell the Associated Press that the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Redskins will lose salary cap space for the next two seasons for overspending on contracts during the 2010 uncapped season. ESPN reported that the Redskins will lose $36 million in space and the Cowboys will forfeit $10 million. This year's salary cap is $120.6 million, and the two sources tell the AP that the losses can be spread over 2 years. The teams paid out exorbitant amounts 2 years ago to get them significantly under the salary cap for the upcoming season. Also in NFL news, Randy Moss is back in the league after accepting a one-year contract with the San Francisco 49ers. ESPN first reported the contract involving Moss, who hasn't played since spending time with New England, Minnesota, and Tennessee in 2010. Pittsburgh has tendered an offer to restricted free agent wide receiver Mike Wallace, which gives the Steelers the right to match any offer made to Wallace or receive compensation if he signs with another team. Wallace made the Pro Bowl last season after leading the Steelers with 72 receptions for 1,193 yards and 8 touchdowns. Lions receiver Nate Burleson says he's restructured his contract to help the team keep some key players. Quarterback Matthew Stafford and defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh have reportedly reworked their deals as well to assist Detroit's efforts in free agency, which starts today. A report issued by Penn State's trustees says late football coach Joe Paterno's failure to follow up on a sexual abuse allegation against a former assistant coach constituted a failure of leadership that ultimately led to his firing in November. The trustees say the board decided to fire Paterno after learning the details of his testimony before a grand jury when charges were filed. Paterno's lawyer said in a statement the trustees' comments were another attempt to deflect criticism of their leadership by trying to focus the blame on Joe Paterno. He added the trustees' statement reaffirms that they didn't conduct a thorough investigation on their own and engaged in a rush to judgment. North Carolina's football program has been slapped with 3 years of probation, a one-year postseason ban, and a reduction of 15 scholarships following an investigation into improper benefits and academic misconduct. That ruling caps a nearly two-year case that ultimately led to the firing of Coach Butch Davis, as well as the early departure of longtime administrator Dick Badauer as the athletic director. And Georgia football coach Mark Richt has agreed to a new five-year contract that will carry him through the 2016 season. Richt just completed his 11th season with the Bulldogs, who finished 10-4 after a loss in the SEC championship game. He says he hopes to complete his career at Georgia. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.